down, like Wayne's World style? Did you just go 3, 2,
silent.
And then silent arrow point?
Okay.
Okay, so at the end of our last episode, I had picked The Curse for our movie this week. And now we found out there's this big explosion. We had to like pause midway through our little intro banter. And Mike came out. Mike had reached out to Will Wheaton to see if he would say a little something or, you know, have some type of quote. And while we were recording, Mike paused us. He got a response. And it's really like,
yeah, it's
hitting me in the feels.
I know.
Okay. So he says, I'm just way too overwhelmed and busy to do anything extra right now. I know there's no way you or your wife could know this, but I will tell you that The Curse was a horrifically abusive experience that I still suffer CPTSD from. It's not a movie that deserves to be celebrated. It's filmed documentation of child abuse. It's not the most positive quote, but it's true, and you're welcome to use it. All my best, Will. So, I want to, like, cry, kind of.
I know.
After getting that information, we decided to scrap it because fuck child abuse. I don't support that.
No.
Chelsea doesn't support that.
And, like, Mike and I watch a lot of Tabletop, which is Will Wheaton's show, on board games and other stuff like that. And we've met him at a Comic-Con before, too. We have huge respect for Will Wheaton, and we just want to kind of apologize for...
Well, I mean, yeah. We don't know, and I'm glad that he reached out with that information, because mm-hmm. otherwise...
We would have done the recording.
Yeah, and made a ton of stupid jokes about it.
Right.
And now knowing that it affected him so terribly, like, no, we're not doing that, so we're just going to skip to Chelsea's...
Joyride.
Yes.
So, yeah, moving on from that issue, yeah, we'll just jump right into Joyride. It was released in 2001. The director was John Dahl. It was written by J.J. Abrams and Clay Tarver, I think was the guy's last name. The cast was Paul Walker, Lily Sobieski as Venna, Steve Zahn as Fuller, Ted Levine, who does the voice of the killer, Rusty Nail, and Matthew Kimbrough, I hope I pronounced that last name right, as Rusty Nail, the actual, like, actor in the movie.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So, yeah, let's just... Are we just jumping right in?
I think so.
I think we say that at the beginning of everyone.
We do.
Hey, are we doing this now? I don't know.
I think we're good. I don't really care. Anybody who's listening to this, they don't care. So, Lewis, who is Paul Walker, he buys a plane ticket to go home to New Jersey. I think it's New Jersey.
I don't know. It's somewhere on the East Coast.
Yeah, wherever. And then he's talking to his childhood friend, Venna, who's in Colorado. And she just broke up with her boyfriend. She's having a hard time. If I only had a car, I could think about all of my life choices from here to home.
If there was some way.
So Paul Walker goes and sells his plane ticket and buys a car.
Which is kind of nice. It's kind of a nice ride considering it was only the cost of the plane ticket.
Which, I don't know. I didn't, like, zoom in on the plane ticket, but I can't imagine it was that expensive.
No. He might have had other money, though. That might have been the...
He does have a MasterCard that he's dropping quite frequently.
That he's leaving at gas stations?
Ugh.
No bigs.
So he goes and he buys this vehicle. I can't remember what kind of vehicle it was, but it's irrelevant, I guess.
That's yeah. Because you're not a car person. Car people would not think that was irrelevant.
Well, I know, Paul. Well, yeah, and he's talking to his mom on the phone, like at a payphone, because it was 2001. And his brother, who he hasn't seen in 5 years, got a drunken disorderly in Utah.
Yeah, Salt Lake City.
Yeah, so what does Paul Walker do? He goes and he drives to Salt Lake City to pick up his stupid brother.
Well, it's kind of on the way. And if you hadn't seen me in 5 years and I had a drunken disorderly and I was on the way, would you pick me up?
Probably. I would probably pick you up.
See? I know. Well, I don't know, because if you're going to go meet this guy that you had a super gigantic crush on, you'd probably be like, fuck Aaron.
At that time, like college Chelsea, probably. I would have been like, no way, Jose. And just left.
Well, plus, what's the brother's name?
Fuller.
Fuller? Mm-hmm. Okay, because I just wanted to call him Steve.
Steve. And we can do that.
No, it's okay.
We've done that before, Bradley Cooper.
I think we say the name Lewis in that, like, twice.
I know.
He's kind of a jerk. Like, I know that he's going to go after Venna. Like, I know it. As soon as he, like, shows up, I'm like, this isn't going to be good. He's going to go after that girl.
I want to know what his childhood was like. And, like I need to know all of these things. I'm like, why he is the way he is.
Why they're brothers that don't look anything alike.
Yeah.
Stepbrothers, maybe?
Maybe. The troubled stepbrother. I don't know. Yeah, or the good stepbrother that's, like, going to college. Like, I don't know. But, yeah, he's kind of a dick, and I don't like him. And I think all of this could have been avoided had Paul Walker just gone to yes, Venna. Yes,
it all 100% could have been avoided. Because Fuller's – okay, so, like, one of the first stops they make, Fuller gets a CB.
Why?
So that he can – chat with people, because he's probably got ADHD and can't just sit in the car with his brother. He has to be doing other stuff.
And it starts out being extremely useful. Like, they know like where the cops are. Cops,
yeah.
And weather the weather conditions. Report. Yeah. We'll just be in unison the entire recording.
We write the same notes and then we read them together like scary twins.
Oh. There was a Saturday Night Live skit with, I was about to say Jim Halpert, but it's John Krasinski. And he's doing like a CNN report and he has two twins. This was like last week, Saturday Night Live. And
this was a recent one?
Yeah.
Oh.
And the two twins are like up in the camera and they look like Village of the Damned twins.
Hmm.
Terrifying. But yeah, the unison. I don't know.
So yeah, they're driving along and then the scary voice comes on.
And it's so harmless at first. It's like, oh, I can't even do it.
You don't have to do the voice.
It's like, 'cause
when I try to do the voice at home from a different film that voice actor was in.
Yeah.
When I try to do that voice, I sound so stupid.
What voice is it?
You really don't know? Or are you just testing me?
Silence of the Lambs?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. That was in my facts.
Yeah. I recognize the voice right away, yep. And I know that you were doing the research, but I still had to look at
it. That's okay.
Yeah.
He's terrifying in Silence of the Lambs.
Rusty Nail is...
Buffalo Bill. Or Jamie Gum.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Is it Jamie or Jame?
It might be Jame.
Jame Gum. Because mm-hmm. I remember I thought they were saying Jane.
Jane. He's also in Fast and the Furious with Paul Walker. He plays Sergeant Tanner.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did not know that.
Like a year later.
Yeah. So when I looked it up, mm-hmm. was like a light bulb going on over my head. I was so pumped.
Yeah.
Because I've seen Joyride a few times and didn't know that was going to happen. And I put in my notes too. So they start like leading him on. Paul Walker.
And it's damn not it. Even...
Why do I do that? What is his name?
I don't
know. What is this character's
Lewis.
Name? Lewis. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Fuller, I just want to say
that. I just accept it.
So Fuller starts chatting with this guy, and then he wants his brother to do a girl voice and start flirting with him.
I made a comment in here. Oh, where is it? How can Paul Walker pull off a woman's voice? Oh, wait, he can't.
No.
It's terrible.
But it's kind of raspy. He could be, you know, if Candy Cane.
Candy Cane.
is supposed to be like Paul Walker's lady character. And if Candy Cane was a trucker, you know, maybe she chain smokes. She's got kind of like
You're like this, giving Candy Cane like this whole big backstory.
Well, you know,
like,
they do. Like, she's 5'10",
yeah.
Dirty blonde hair. I'm like, oh, she's this lone lady trucker. I guess, though, I don't know. She could just be driving across the country. Who knows?
With a CB radio.
Yeah.
That I her just stupid brother attached to the car.
I assume that the only people that own CBs are truckers, but anybody
can own one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You could have one in your camper.
Yeah.
Like, I guess anybody that spends a lot of time on the road, but you could have a CB and you could just talk to truckers that were driving through town.
Stranger Things. Don't they talk on a CB radio?
Do they?
I think so.
I thought they did ham radio.
Is it ham radio?
Ham radio is the one that's like worldwide, oh, where you can talk to people like in different. What are you doing?
The never ending story.
Oh my God. Yes, that's how he talks to his girl.
His lady.
But I think it's a ham radio, not CB.
Anywho.
Now that we've discussed radios and how we don't know anything about them or how they work.
If I were Paul Walker, I'm committed
Lewis.
Now. If I were Lewis and I came out of the restroom at a pit stop and I saw my stupid brother ruining the car, essentially, by installing a CB radio.
Well, I mean, it's not like it's his prized possession. He's owned it for like a day.
But
and it's a beater.
Yeah. I don't know. I would have wanted permission.
Yeah, but he does all sorts of shit like that because he's just...
He's an ass.
An ass.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote, I would totally not do any of this.
Right.
I would not be like, hey, let's get a CB. Hey, let's lead on random truckers.
But we've also watched a lot of scary movies.
That is a fact.
Yeah.
I don't do a lot of stuff now because...
Because of scary movies.
Because of horror.
So they start talking to Rusty Nail. And things get a little hot and heavy for CB radio.
For a minute. Well, then,
for a minute.
Yeah, so that happens. Well, then they check into the hotel.
Yeah.
Because Candy Cane is like flirting with him a little bit, and then they kind of drop it. They get to the hotel, and then there's that jackass guy.
Ugh.
Super racist.
I'm super... I never promote violence in movies, but he kind of deserved what he was...
You are full of deserving.
I am.
Did he deserve to get his face ripped in half?
He was a jerk to the manager and, like, a total jerk.
So you've never had a bad day and just been a jerk to someone and then...
Mike is coughing. Okay, fine. All right.
Do you deserve to get...
No, he doesn't.
Put
maybe,
in the ICU with your face ripped in
maybe
half.
Maybe he should have gotten yelled at.
He deserves to get, like, a flat tire.
Okay.
And, like, spill coffee on his suit.
But not his jaw ripped off.
I mean...
Okay.
Yeah. If he beat up the hotel manager. Ugh. And then, like...
I mean, he beat him up verbally.
He did. He emotionally beat him up. Well...
Honestly, it wasn't that bad. And you're right. He didn't deserve to get his jaw ripped off. Maybe beat up by Rusty Nail.
He deserved a waitress to spit in his coffee.
Yes. Oh, that would have been good.
See, that's the level where it's bad, but not ICU bad.
There were several endings to this movie, and one of them, Venna is in the hospital when the guy dies. That was another ending. Mm-hmm.
I didn't watch any of that stuff. Yeah. I have it on DVD, though. I didn't have to, like, rent it anywhere.
That's nice. I had to spend $4 on Amazon Prime to rent it because I didn't have it.
Well, if you want to do Joyride 2 ever,
ooh.
I think it came as, like, a double.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so Fuller is in the office when the guy's being a big giant jerk. So he pushes him, like the jerky guy.
There's a little bit of a confrontation, but it wasn't enough. Yeah, to get out
the door. Well, then Fuller, like, chats with the manager, gets a room. Mm-hmm. Well, then he goes out to the car and decides to talk his brother into setting up this guy.
Ugh.
The guy's in room 17.
Yeah.
And they're in room 18. So Paul Walker gets on the radio and plans a meetup with Rusty Nail, bring pink champagne.
There aren't enough eye rolls for some of the parts in this movie.
It's bad. It's so bad. What is Mike doing?
Oh, I thought he like snapped his finger. I'm counting. Oh.
Counting what? Oh.
How many was that?
Four.
Four?
Yeah. Four.
Anyway, carrying on. I'm upset that I can't ever find sweet motels like that.
Like old, nasty motels?
Well, I would prefer to say mid-century modern. Maybe slightly run down. The only one, this obsession started with Supernatural, because they always stay in these super cool little strip motels.
In like dive motels.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. they're like...
Do you remember the one we stayed at in Escanaba with mom and dad all the time?
Oh, it was
like
the
that?
Sunset Inn or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but like those ones have tried to update.
Yeah.
But I want like the velvet wallpaper and like mm-hmm. the cool pendant lights. And a lot of them have that little like decorative grate thing in front of the front door, so you walk into like a little kind of like entryway.
Yeah.
And then this little grate thing divides the rest of the hotel room. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I
watch
think
more
so.
Supernatural and you'll totally know what I'm talking about.
I'm gonna have to.
Yeah, I was upset though, because the only hotel I've ever stayed in like that is Scotty's in Munising.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can't say that I've ever stayed in a motel like that.
You know where Scotty's is?
Yeah.
It's like off of the main yep. road. But it's cute and they kept it like vintage-y looking. The comforters on the bed are newer, obviously. Mm-hmm. But like there's like a little, the one we stayed in had like a little vanity table with these cool circular mirrors.
That's
and then
cool.
these cool pendant lights that hung down over the top of it. I don't know. Anyway. I would like to stay in more hotels like that.
Just don't get murdered.
Ideally. It's pretty much a guarantee from all the shows I've watched that if I stay somewhere like
demon
that,
possession.
I'll either get possessed by a demon or I'll get kidnapped. Or was it the strangers?
Yeah.
Yep. Some people will come in with bags over their heads to torture me.
Ugh. Well, No Vacancy was that one with Luke Wilson?
I think it's just called Vacancy.
Oh. Yeah. That one was
fucked
up. Was
that the one that kind of had the, like the 12, was it 12 Little Indians plot? Where people kept, like, getting picked off?
Yes.
Is Ed Norton in that?
Oh, I don't know if Ed Norton's in it. A woman that's like Kate Beckinsale.
Kate Beckinsale-ish woman.
Yeah, she has dark hair, very pretty, high cheekbones.
But it's all these people and they're in a hotel and it's raining.
Yeah.
And then people
and
start
they're
dying.
Like slowly getting picked off. Okay, we need to rein it back in here.
Oh, I don't even know what movie we're doing. Are we doing, yeah, I said it there, Mike. that was my one time.
So they're at the hotel. Fuller and Lewis are setting up Rusty Nail for the meetup with Candy Cane. And they set it up so that he goes to room 17. They don't think anything is going to happen. And then they hear a truck pull up.
Yeah.
And they see Rusty Nail walking in with like a bottle of champagne.
Oh, P.S. It's pouring rain to make it even scarier.
It's pouring rain.
I love the lighting in those scenes.
Yes.
But because I loved the way it was lit, they turn out the lights when they see Rusty Nail come
they do
up.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they're both like listening through the wall, it's like dark and kind of like green lit, and they're trying to hear what's going on in the next room.
I want to know, like,
but then the lights are back on without them turning the lights back on.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, that was a movie flaw that
I want to know why they zoomed in so close to that boat, that painting.
Oh, I don't know.
Was it just...
I think it was just there.
Okay.
Like,
what was that about?
I don't know. I mean, the painting was cool, but it was cool. I think it was just more... It was kind of, I think, to intensify, like, what was happening on the other side of the wall.
Because you don't really know. Like, there's a scuffle.
There's a scuffle.
There's a ruckus. And I can't describe it.
So, can you describe the ruckus? So then Rusty Nail leaves. Well, no. They call the office and say, hey, something's going on. And Fuller acts kind of like a jerk about it. Like, oh, why are you calling? Like, why are you so worried about
like
this?
Like, it's fine.
And what's Lewis?
Lewis. Mm-hmm.
Lewis is stressed out, which I would be in that same situation.
Yeah.
So he calls the office. The office calls the room. Somebody picks up the phone and answers it. Rusty Nail. Says everything's cool. He skedaddles. Well, then it's the next morning.
And the police are out in front of the hotel. And the manager apparently told the police that there was a scuffle between... We're just going to say scuffle.
There was something. Something happened. They won't explain
between what. Between Fuller and the guy in room 17.
Oh, yeah.
So that's when the cops are like, oh, did you have anything to do with this? And then they take him to the hospital. And the police officer says... Well, let me just show you a little refreshy then. I'm like, who uses that?
Do they do that too? Like, if you're accused of a crime, or even they weren't accused, they were just suspected of it. If you're suspected of a crime, did they take you in to show you the victim? Because I know in some shows, they'll be like, look at these pictures of the murdered lady.
But they're pictures. Yeah. They're not... And they do the picture thing to, like, get a reaction.
Yeah. Well, that's the same reason they take them in. But would they take them into the hospital?
I don't know. That seems, especially in the state that he's in.
Well.
I don't know.
I don't think so. Because then they're at the police station getting a lecture. Basically, like, get the fuck out of town. Right?
Yeah. Because the police 100% believe them. Which is weird.
The police believe what happened, but they can't do anything about it.
Right, because it's a trucker. Like, what are
they
going to do?
They don't know how they're going to track this person down when all they've heard his voice on the CB and that's it.
Yeah.
They don't know what his truck looks like. They don't know what he looks like. I would like to mention, speaking of Supernatural.
Oh, God. Okay.
It's Bobby. Like, one of the main characters in Supernatural is the police officer that's like, get the fuck out of town. And he has the same, like, gruff attitude as Bobby on Supernatural.
From what I have watched of Supernatural, Bobby is pretty cool.
He's kind of their dad.
Okay.
Like, yeah, he acts like their dad.
Yeah.
You know, he's there for them and supports them. And
I should watch more Supernatural, but there are 15 seasons.
Don't be intimidated by that.
Ugh.
Just don't. Just start.
There's just so many.
I know.
I watched the first season. So that's one down, right?
Watch it when you're, like, biking or something.
Yeah.
Well, now we have all this stuff to watch. Our lists.
Our lists of things. So the officer, he has a name, but I didn't, like, write it down or anything. Bobby.
Oh, yeah. I have to interrupt you, too. So I had to look at a map to figure out how they were in Wyoming. Because he's driving from California to Utah to Colorado. And I had... Well, Wyoming is, like, above.
I'm super pumped looked into this.
So they're on, like, an interstate. So they kind of had to go up and then back down. Mm-hmm. So they had to do, like, a little loopy through Wyoming. But I was really confused. I'm like, what does our country look like? I need a map.
I'll take a geography for 600.
Yeah. So I had to figure out, because they're like, you guys get the hell out of Wyoming. And I'm like, what are they doing in Wyoming?
What the hell's happening here? Get the hell out of Florida.
Oh. Okay, so then they're driving along, and guess what happens?
Oh my God. This, I love this movie. I really do. But it's like, what is wrong with you?
Well, so they get on the line with Rusty Nail again, and all he asks them to apologize.
That's it.
And what That's does Fuller it. Do? Goes off on him. Tells him to fuck off. Just goes nuts. You're crazy serial killer, psycho bastard.
Just apologize. What is so wrong with just saying, I'm sorry?
If that happened, I would apologize in every possible way just to get away from this guy.
Right. And it makes no sense to not apologize. But because Fuller's
kind of a dick.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
That's true. And then when he goes off on him, Rusty Nail is like, oh, you better take care of that tail light. Mm-hmm. And then my heart just sinks every single time that that comes on. I'm like, what?
Because there's a truck directly behind them and then a truck like pulling up on the side, yeah, kind of boxing them in. And you don't know where he is. He could be miles away.
He could be, yeah. Better yeah. take care of that tail light. I'm like, oh, oh so no. Scary.
And then, okay, so then they freak out. They're trying to get to a gas station. They get to a random gas station, and the guy walks in with a bat. A tire thumper?
It's a tire thumper.
I don't...
Is that a real thing?
I don't know what that means, but when he walks in the door carrying a bat...
Just, like, swinging it around, too. I'll...
Yeah.
Yeah.
A tire... I mean, that could very well be a thing, and I don't have any problem with it, but, like, if I was him having
if a freaking meltdown... If I was a gas station attendant... I would be freaking out.
If you cater to truckers that carry around tire thumpers all the time.
Yeah.
Mm. You'd be like, okay, whatever.
That trucker, too, he looked super familiar. And I wanted to say he was the guy in The Walking Dead with, like, the burned face, but it's not him.
No, that's not him.
No. But he looks...
Was very he familiar. On Walking Dead? Did you, like, look into his character at all?
No, and I tried finding information, and I couldn't find anything. But he, I don't know, he just looked really familiar to me.
I kind of thought his voice was familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so anyway, Lewis busts out of there because he's terrified. Well, then this guy jumps in his truck, an ICE truck, and chases him down. And they're, like...
Freaking out.
Totally freaking out. Thinking this guy's after them, and he is. I mean, he's chasing after them.
Yeah.
It was because stupid Lewis was afraid, ran out of the gas station, left his credit card.
I know. What a good Samaritan trucker that guy was.
For a minute.
It didn't pay off, though.
No. Okay, so then...
Good deed.
Oh, and I liked how Fuller says, we're fine, now that we're not murdered.
I know. He makes, like, good quips every once in a while, but he's still a douchebag.
Well, I liked him because he was funny.
Yeah.
But he did do a lot of really dumb stuff. So then, you know, they get their ID back. They're like, woo, we're safe. The guy is nice, makes a joke about his mustache, got a mm-hmm. big old handlebar mustache. Well, then he gets in his ICE truck, and then another big gigantic semi smashes through his truck, which I want to know if that's something that can actually happen.
A semi truck smashing through a truck?
Yeah. Like, if you're on a dirt road in, like, a gigantic semi, and... another truck is stopped, like, across the road.
Well, if college physics has taught me anything.
Could that happen? Because it's not like there's just the box of the truck. There's, like, the...
I don't think it would be able to get up enough traction in the dirt to do that. I mean,
if they're going 80 miles an hour down the highway and they hit another truck, okay, fine. I can see it blasting apart. But... is your face greasy, too? You keep
My face is so greasy. I just keep, ugh.
Minus two.
Well, it's been so dry that I've been putting, like...
Break. We need to talk about our skin for a second. Like, no, I'm kidding, Mike. You can keep recording all this.
I've been putting... trying to put lotion on my skin, and it's not doing anything. I hate winter.
Okay. So, anyway, I don't know if an ice truck... or, not an ice truck. A semi could smash another truck in half.
Maybe.
And then, you know what? I kind of forgot about how it end, how the whole thing ends. So I wrote, I hope he's okay. Frowny face. I know.
You don't want to listen to the rest of this. No, you've already, obviously you've already watched it, but.
Yeah. I forgot. I forget things.
Yeah.
If I didn't watch this last night, if I would have watched it like a week ago.
It would be I'd the be same like, thing.
I don't know what any of these notes mean. What's happening? I want to know too. So now the big semi is chasing their car around through like the desert plains area. And they get pinned up against a tree. And the
they
semi.
They say they're sorry.
They say they're sorry then. But the semi is like crushing their car against a tree. So after they.
Apologize.
Yeah. After they apologize, he backs off, drives away. Well, it like blows out their car windows, like the force of being squished. In my car, I hit a pothole and blew a tire. So this car first drives all over this like deserty type countryside. Nothing happens to it. Gets crushed against a tree. And then the next scene, they're like at the shop getting it fixed up.
And that would take like.
They're just getting it like buffed out. Like what? I mean, getting windows replaced is fairly quick.
Yeah, but getting their car unsmushed would take like 2 or 3 weeks. I know people that have just gotten like rear-ended and it's like months of work.
Yeah. Well, one of my friends is just driving out west and like hit a guardrail. Becca.
Oh.
Yeah, her mom was driving her truck.
Oh, no.
And it was kind of icy and she hit a guardrail and it like scraped all down the side of the car. Just scraped down the side of the car, but totaled it.
Isn't that funny how that works? It's so stupid.
Ugh, it's miserable.
How did it total it?
The back tire was, like, screwed up, so it did have to get towed.
Mm.
But, so, yeah, this car gets crushed against a tree by a semi, and somehow the next day, they're replacing the window, and they had, like, popped out the dents and kind of, like, buffed out the side.
I want to know what machinery they use to do all of this.
Magic. It's magic. Sorcery.
It's witchcraft.
And they're, like, in a small town in Wyoming.
In the middle of nowhere. Like, yeah. At truck stop.
So they're like, boom, we got your windshield. Boom, we got your passenger driver's side car windows. We can just pop that dent out and you're ready to go. Yeah. And then they're, like, back on the road.
And then they take the CB radio and, like, throw it up.
Oh, yeah, highway. They chuck it out. They also, so at this point, they're, like, going to pick up Venna still. They're, like, there. That was, like, on the target. Last stop.
Mm-hmm.
There's set times to check out of the dorms.
Yeah.
So all this random shit is happening. Like
they're probably a day or two behind.
They have to be, like, solid 2 days behind schedule. Because they had to get their car fixed. That's got to be at least one day.
Mm-hmm.
And then when police were taking them in to, like, look at the guy in the ICU.
Are they going home for the summer or is it just, like, spring break?
They just say the semester.
Okay, so.
But she has all of her stuff in her room packed up.
Yeah. Why didn't Lewis? Well, Lewis is a guy, though. They don't ever have anything. It's like
he
a
did.
Suitcase.
There was stuff in the trunk.
Was there?
Yeah.
Ooh, missed that.
Because when the CB, because I was thinking about that, because I remembered that the CB pops back up in the trunk.
Yes.
Mysteriously. And I was wondering if they were still going to have, like, all his shit in the trunk. But then where's Venna putting all her stuff?
Because she has, like, boxes.
She might put it in storage, though, because she was going to move in with Charlotte.
Oh, Charlotte.
Yeah.
I like Charlotte.
I don't know where we're at.
Her little BMW there.
Where are we
They're going
now?
To pick up Venna after their car got
fixed. Oh, they pick
fixed.
Her up, and I said, please, no more platform sandals.
Oh.
Because she's wearing the ugliest shoes.
But this was in 99, 2000, 2001.
Oh, they were
all
the
rage.
Yeah.
Yes.
I had platform flip flops.
Do you remember like jellies too? The glow
jellies
in the dark.
That was like mid 90s.
Oh, God.
Because I had them all.
I acted, yeah, because I would steal them from you. Like the glow-in-the-dark ones.
I had glow-in-the-dark ones. Mm-hmm. I had blue ones with glitter. I had pink, orange, yellow. Yeah. All from the Deb.
Oh, the Deb. I remember when I was in high school, it was super cool to work at the Deb and get like your prom dresses and stuff from there. I would buy like tank tops and bras and stuff, and I felt like I was 25 years old going to the Deb buying like the little stupid underwear
or like the matching sets that were basically under ruse.
Yeah,
it was like a tank top and underwear that matched, but they'd be like glittery.
Glittery with like the little flowers on it.
Yes. I also, one of my favorite things to buy from Deb was like hooker heels, because they had like the best brightly colored high heels for $20.
Mm-hmm. I never bought any because I never wore, like, even when I was in college, I didn't wear, there might have been some nights when I wore like high heels, but
I didn't in college. It was after I turned 21.
Okay.
And like, we'd go out dancing.
The tricks.
When we got to the tricks, dance the night away. Yeah, I would wear like high heels from Deb. Early 2000s.
But yeah, so they pick her up and then they have a little chit chat with Charlotte and stuff, and who is going to be Venna's roommate in the next semester. And she has the cutest little BMW. It's like, mm-hmm, convertible.
Got, she's definitely cute sports car,
like the rich girl that everybody hated in college, probably.
I think
maybe not everyone hated.
I would say jealous of, because yeah, she's very like friendly with Venna, super... and Venna seems really down to earth.
Yeah, so... and she's super nice to the guys too. She's like, oh, you're the brothers, like,
yeah,
yeah. You're right.
She could have been like, bye, and just rolled out.
Maybe if she would have been like that, she wouldn't have wound up in Rusty Nail's truck.
Well, I mean, she's the one that gives Rusty Nail all the dirt. Did that just, like, light bulb?
Yes, because one of my notes... oh, my God. One of my notes in here. This is 2001. How does Rusty Nail know so much without the internet?
Because that's, he kidnapped, why, Charlotte.
Oh, my God. Well, how did he know where Charlotte was, or who Charlotte was?
He's stalking them.
In a big semi-truck.
On foot. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Maybe he has a companion that, like, rents a car and stalks them. I don't know. Maybe he called admissions. And he's like,
you can just get information from, well,
hi,
yeah,
I'm,
you can,
Venna's dad.
She goes by Candy Cane.
Venna Candy Cane. okay, once again, where are these motels?
They do.
Where are they?
They stay in a dive motel again. They go out to the bar attached to the hotel, or like the restaurant attached to the
hotel. Oh, I didn't know they were attached. I just thought they were like walking distance.
That's kind of maybe walking
distance. This comes up in all of them. How old are they? How are they buying shots?
Shots.
How? I mean, what year of college are they?
Maybe, yeah. I don't know. It's small town USA, though. They might not card them if they look old enough.
If it would have been like three girls, they probably wouldn't have been carded. But yeah, two guys.
Well,
and
Fuller,
the girl,
is definitely older than 21. Old enough. So maybe he was just buying them drinks.
Well, she goes up to the bar, though, and buys shots.
She's a girl, though.
That's true.
And yeah. So I don't know. I don't know. But they're getting super liquored up, and they go, I can't remember if they go back to the hotel.
Oh,
I just watched this last night.
They get harassed at the bar because she goes up to buy shots, and the guy comes up and like starts talking to her, and she's kind of like,
Fuller does a really good job.
Yes,
in this.
Because Lewis comes up and he tries to like protect her, and the guy's,
oh yeah.
Yeah, Lewis comes up first. And the guys that are harassing her is like, is this your bitch? And like, what's he going to say?
Yeah. And Paul Walker definitely has that like college kid look. He's very clean shaven, very much like...
So Fuller comes out and he's like, what the fuck are you doing? Yeah. She's my bitch. Get over here. Why are you buying shots?
And he like drags her
out of the way.
I love it. That was a good thing. Which I wrote down.
That's like a good save. Like...
Because it could have turned out not good.
Yeah.
Poor Paul Walker.
And they immediately run out the door.
Yeah.
They're like, bye.
So they're at the hotel then. And they did. So one of my little facts is that Venna, when they were filming, they shot two love scenes, kind of.
Okay.
One was with Venna and Lewis, and one was with Venna and Fuller.
Oh.
So they could have gone either way, but they ended up pulling both of them because it took away from, like,
well, it took away from scary movie. Their friendship, too.
Yeah, and so that's why it kind of looks like Venna was, like, into Fuller a little bit, too.
She was really drunk.
Yeah.
And I thought, too, okay, so... Lewis and Fuller, they're hanging out in the room. She blows them both off. She's like, I'm going to bed. Yeah. Bye. And she goes and sees her own room. And then Lewis passes out. Mm-hmm. Lewis passes out. So Fuller's drunk, wants to drink more, goes to her room.
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't think so.
Yeah.
And he kind of pushes it.
He does.
Oh, do you want one more drink? I'm a bartender. I'll make you something good.
He's blah, being blah, pushy. Blah,
and was being a little pushy, so she is... nice and just trying to be polite and invites him in.
Yeah.
Not that anything happens. He kind of like goes in for a kiss when like the drama happens.
Yeah.
I'll let you explain the drama. Do you not remember?
I can't remember the drama.
Oh my God. So Rusty Nail calls Lewis in the hotel room. Yes. And is like, hey, your brother is with your woman or whatever he says. And he knows his name then.
And then it like causes drama. It causes drama between Lewis and Fuller for like a hot second. And it's like, wait, you have other pressing matters to attend to than your brother drama.
Well, if that's another thing, you have to think about it in real life. Like, if I was the irresponsible older sister, hello, if hypothetically, and you had the hots for some guy and you fell asleep, and then when you woke up scared out of your mind, oh, where am I? Oh, I'm drinking with your boy.
You make a lot of good points.
You wouldn't be like, what the fuck? Like, you would be first and foremost mad at me and then be like, oh, by the way, Rusty Nail called.
You're the older logical sister. Whereas I'm like, no, fuck it. There's a serial killer.
You would like... be like, fuck them. And you'd be so mad at the fact that I was drinking with the guy that you liked, or who knows, that you would just get in the car and leave and be like, fuck you guys, I'm going home.
Going home. Fuck you. So they then find the CB radio in the back of the trunk, and it's like wired into the back of the trunk, and that's when they find out that Rusty Nail has Charlotte.
Yes. Well, they have to explain everything because Venna doesn't know anything.
Venna doesn't know anything. And she's
so
freaking out.
So Lewis just comes in and like starts flipping out like, we have to fucking go now. And she's like, I already paid for this room.
Yeah.
Like, I paid for this room. What's going on? Is it that big of a deal that we have to leave in the middle of the night when we're all drunk? And they're like, fuck yes, get in the car.
I probably would have done the same thing.
I tried to write my notes down in order. So when she's drunk, like laying on the bed, kind of before Fuller's like trying to make a move on her, she says, nobody knows where we are right now. She like makes this comment as she's laying there. Like, it's freeing and fun because it's before cell phones.
Yeah. But
I don't understand why they weren't checking in along the way. Like, mom and dad would have had us call. We would have had to call and say, we're at this hotel tonight.
Dad would have wanted, like, the layout of which road we were taking home. And then, like, he would have had the weather report for us.
Yes. Maybe his parents aren't as cool.
Yeah.
Because, we'd have to tell Dad, like, okay, we're going to drive for 8 hours today. We'll be here, here, and here. And then, obviously, no cell phones. But there would be, like, a check-in.
Yeah.
Even just, like, a call and hang up. Like, call, collect. Hey, I'm okay. Bye. Click.
I know. With your quarter.
Yeah.
Pay phones.
Well, no, you could call collect and then yell something really quick.
And the person. Never used payphones before.
What?
I cannot remember.
You weren't like mall age when there were still payphones?
There were still payphones, but I don't think I ever used one. And my first cell phone, like I had my first cell phone when I was a junior in high school, and it was like the Nokia things with like the cover.
Well, there was this thing, if you didn't have a quarter, you could call collect. I can't remember like the number, but it was, so the charges, mom and dad would take the charges of the call.
Oh,
so, okay. So like you could call collect and a recording came up and it would say, you'd say your name. And then when mom and dad answered the phone, the recording would come up and say, would you accept a collect call from Aaron? And then whoever answered the phone would have to say like yes or no. So they could just hang up or say yes. And then they would get charged, I don't know, however many cents or dollars a minute for that collect call.
Okay.
So instead of them, me saying Aaron and then saying yes, I'll accept a collect call, and then me just saying pick me up, I would say pick me up as my name.
Okay.
So, like, yeah, it'd be like, will you accept a collect call from pick me up? And they'd know that I was done shopping or whatever, and then they'd come and get me. Wow. I know. I grew up in the Stone Age.
You didn't grow up in the Stone Age.
I rode a dinosaur to school.
You had a stone car with the floor cut out.
No one wore shoes.
Well, I tell the kids sometimes about, like, when I was growing. Sometimes, like, all the time.
All the time. Every time you're mad at them.
Every time I'm mad at them. But I had a cell phone, like, my junior, senior year of high school. And it was just, it was one of those Nokias that you could, like, change the cover of it to, like, match your clothes.
Oh, do you want to know how old I was when I got my first cell phone?
You were, like, 25.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cell phones were a thing. I just refused getting one because I didn't want people to have constant contact with me all the time.
Yeah. And now look at you.
Now, if I don't answer a text from you within like a half hour, I'm getting a phone call. Where are you? What are you doing? Blah, blah, blah.
Well, I just don't want you murdered by a trucker named Rusty Nail.
Oh, what are we doing? Are we doing a review of something?
We are. Yeah. I think so.
Oh, I wanted to say, too, that the drinks in the hotel room that they're drinking look like they may be made with pineapple juice, and pineapple juice drinks are my favorite.
I have so many stories to talk about right now, but we need to get back on track with pineapple juice drinks.
This is on track because I'm not going to go farther than that. I just said the phone call happened. Also, those drinks like pineapple look like pineapple, my favorite.
Yum.
Okay.
Yeah.
How does he know their names? Question mark. Charlotte. Ugh. Cry face.
Thank you so much for clearing that up for me because I had no idea. And then
he got out his phone in 2001 and said, hey, Google.
Google Paul Walker. Yeah. So they stop at a truck stop and Rusty Nail essentially is like, get out and walk around naked at this truck stop and everything will be done.
Did
like
that.
Clean slate.
Oh, I didn't write anything about that.
Yeah. So they're talking on the CB.
I did.
On the CB radio. I know, Paul Walker, but.
That's what I said. Mm-hmm. So, Paul Walker's ass.
I put right there at the top of my notes.
Paul Walker butt.
And I don't think he's one to do a butt double. Like, I want to say that's
that
like
was his
him.
True butt.
Yes.
I think Steve Zahn, is that how you say his last name? Zahn?
I think so.
I think he would totally use his own booty.
I think so, too.
And not have a butt double.
Yeah.
Well, there's a part where you see Paul Walker, he, like, turns because he's talking. So there's no way they could use, like, a stunt booty.
Okay, good point. So, yeah, Rusty Nail is like, hey, do this and we'll be even Stevens.
Yeah, so they have to go into a restaurant and order 6 burgers apiece and sit there naked. And it's funny that there wasn't – the waitress is just like, whatever. The manager comes over and says, okay, you have to leave.
But the
waitress is like, so what do you want?
Cool.
What are you having? Cool.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, being a waitress at a truck stop, I mean, you would see all sorts of people.
Yeah. So they end up doing that, but something happens.
That was when, that's when Venna has the conversation with Rusty Nail. Like, that's kind of the distraction.
Oh, because Rusty Nail is under the impression that Venna is Candy Cane. That, like, because he goes into a conversation with Paul Walker and is like, oh, I thought you didn't have a girl with you. Because Paul Walker and Fuller are like, no, there's no girl before they pick up Venna.
Yeah, but Lewis does the voice, though. He does the girl voice, and he's like, that's me.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So he knows he's just...
He's just fucking with him.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the cornfield.
That was... Up. Yeah. A lot of the promo shoots for this movie was filmed in the cornfield. Like, that entire scene.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
And it's one of... It was supposed to be one of... It was supposed to be the last scene in the movie.
Okay, I didn't.
Yeah. So, they were gonna lead.
I'm gonna open this and it's gonna be loud. Yeah, so just bear with me.
That's okay.
Okay.
They were gonna lead Rusty Nail to like an ammonia tank in the field, and it was gonna explode.
Oh, like fertilizer.
Mm-hmm. That was one of the ending scenes that they had. They actually had 5 alternate endings for this movie.
Once again, I don't know much about, well, I don't know much about a lot of things. I don't know much about semi-trucks.
Right.
Driving one through a cornfield.
That farmer is going to be pissed.
Well, just the fact that it doesn't look like dry. It looks like they're running in like...
Wet.
Like good.
Field.
Like a good farm field.
That semi would have gotten stuck.
I think so. I think they're too heavy.
Well, look at the cornfields around the house we grew up in. Like, that soil, it was all, like, good soil.
And I think even with the headlights, I think they would have been able to outrun it and hide.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I don't know. So, while they're being chased around in the cornfield, so it's a semi chasing the 3 people.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow it doesn't get stuck. Somehow Rusty Nail has time to go back, fuck with her car, and set it on fire.
And
kidnap her.
Kidnap Venna.
Which I also wondered why Venna is running around in a red sweatshirt if someone's chasing her. Because that's, like, easy to identify.
I don't think in a situation like that, like, you would be...
I think about that every time I go running. Because I think about the horrible things that could happen to me.
I do too, though. That's why I don't run with headphones.
Like when I'm trail running.
Yeah.
I think, what would I do if someone was chasing me? Definitely ditch my bright colored jacket.
But that's all I run in, though. I would be running around naked.
You run in just a jacket?
Just a jacket. But I do have,
is
like...
Is it long?
I do have... covers my butt.
Pictured you running like a 5K and you're wearing like a tight bright colored jacket and that's it.
That's it.
What about shoes?
Fuck shoes. Feet presents. I keep picturing myself like running in a long jacket now.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Like
I don't know if...
Like a flasher.
I don't know if the first thing... If the first thing I would do is, like, strip off my brightly colored jacket or whatever.
If I was trying to hide from someone, I totally would.
Yeah.
And then I would fling it one way and I'd run the other way.
We always have all of these good ideas in scary movies.
In reality, I would be a deer in the headlights. I would
stand
there.
Okay, kill me now. Yeah.
And he would get out of the semi and I wouldn't know what to do. And he would, like, knock me out and throw me in there.
Yeah. You'd be right next to Charlotte.
Yes, Charlotte, who's riding around in the cab.
Yeah, poor Charlotte.
So
they had 5 alternate endings to this one. The theatrical version cut is the only one where Rusty Nail lives.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And the other ones, he dies horribly.
Like
explosion.
Like in the explosion. Okay.
Well, we'll finish talking about this. We'll wrap the movie up and then...
Also, cars don't explode like that.
Cars don't explode like this. This was on Mythbusters.
Yes.
Yes. They do a lot of the fun stuff on Mythbusters, and it's pretty cool.
Like, I don't even know... This was Mythbusters, too. I don't know how flammable gasoline is. Like, when people...
Like, actually is.
Yeah, like, when people flick a cigarette and it lands in gasoline and then everything explodes.
But it makes for such good film.
It does. Yeah, so the car explodes.
Completely explodes. They end up hot wiring a truck at a truck stop.
And why does hot wiring always look so easy?
It's not easy.
Oh, I've never tried it personally.
It's not easy, from what I understand.
Are you like a car thief on the side? Like, I just don't know.
Gone in 60 seconds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But because Dad like knew all of these random things, random facts.
Yeah.
And he would go through, like, how to hotwire a car, and it's not that easy, because I would ask him, like, weird shit all the time.
How to hotwire a car. Somebody asked me the other day, they're like, I wonder how they make Molotov cocktails. And I'm like, oh, I know how. My dad showed me. He used to blow shit up all the time.
He did. Not vehicles with gasoline, though.
Not vehicles.
That doesn't work.
Yeah, so the car explodes. They end up walking to this little bar, hot wiring a car or truck, driving it to the town. Venice is supposed to be in one of these hotel rooms. Well, there ends up being multiple hotels.
Yeah.
That's what happens. Go to the hotel in this town. Well, they pull into town and there's like five. They're supposed to bring pink champagne and meet them there at midnight.
Right. And so in... the next scene when they're driving around trying to, or they're like opening up hotel room doors when they finally figure out like what hotel she's at. And Rusty Nail had saran wrapped her to a chair, like facing the door with a shotgun attached to the door handle. So when they turn it and open it, the shotgun would hypothetically go off and shoot her in the head.
Yes.
Ugh.
Yes. Equally ew.
Ick.
And I also knew it was going to be the wrong room number.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So he tells them room 17 or room 18.
He tells them room 17 and then they go in there. She's not in there. And he calls room 17 and it's just like right next door or whatever.
Whatever he says.
Whatever he says. And so then...
Whatever Buffalo Bill says.
Whatever Buffalo Bill says. So, Fuller is walking around behind the hotel.
Yeah, which is smart.
Which is smart. And so they finally find the room, and Fuller sees Rusty Nail, or sees Venna, like, saran wrapped to this chair, and Rusty Nail, like, grabs him through the window and pulls him in, and finally... Fuller is able to, like, scream, like, don't open the door, and Paul Walker doesn't.
As Lewis is turning the doorknob. Like, literally a half a second from shooting his gal. So, yeah, he gets free enough to, like, get away from Rusty Nail, and he falls on, like, a coil of copper.
Oh,
and
God.
It goes through his thigh.
This is the worst.
And then Rusty Nail... bends the copper, bends the end of it.
It's just like a rod. Like, it's like a
rod. Like, it's copper piping.
Okay.
Because there's, like, a coil of it that he's attached to, and it's flexible enough that...
Well, Rusty Nail is super strong anyway.
Well, yeah, but he bends it
enough so he can't get it off.
Blech.
Blech.
Yeah, that was super gross.
And then... is Venna able to get her hands loose, or does Paul Walker, like, come behind and, like, get her before the cops come in? Because the cops at that point are searching the hotel rooms,
too. Oh, it's because Rusty Nail calls the police on him, not on himself, but calls and says that reports a bunch of dead bodies.
Ugh.
And so the cops, first they show up in the hotel office. They find the hotel manager, or like the hotel employee, face down in blood.
How terrible.
Then they start going room to room. So they're like counting down the rooms, like kicking in all these doors, which also kicking in doors is not that easy.
I wouldn't think it would be that easy.
Well, in like crime.
Look at X-Files. X-Files, they kick in doors all the time. I'm only saying this because I recently watched.
Were they kicking in doors?
They were kicking in doors.
It's like one kick and the door flies open.
What kind of shoddy construction does this hotel have?
They're like little old motels that I like. So maybe they're not the safest.
Maybe.
Yeah. So Paul Walker climbs in the window, frees her, and like knocks her to the side just as they're opening the door.
Yeah.
Gun goes off.
They think it's Lewis who did this.
Yeah.
And Venna like can't talk because she's still saran wrapped. And he's like, no, don't shoot, don't shoot. As he's running out the back window because he hears Fuller like screaming.
Yeah. So he runs, jumps out the window, frees Fuller just in time before the semi crashes into the back of the hotel.
Yeah.
Which would have killed them both because I Absolutely. Don't think Lewis would have gotten out of the way. He would have stayed, not intentionally to get hit by the semi, but he would have tried until the absolute last second to save his brother.
Yeah.
So they get free.
They do. They get free. And then the truck, like the cops go and they check in the truck. And Charlotte is, she's alive, but she's underneath.
Did you notice too that they just open fire on the truck?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. They let Lewis just jump out the window.
And then
free his brother.
Well, because. Because
they didn't follow.
Lewis and Fuller are like, shoot the truck, because the truck's like coming at them.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But even then, they like shoot up the truck.
Yeah.
And
with Charlotte in there.
Yeah. Charlotte is in there for one, but she's like,
she's like underneath.
The,
yeah.
In the back. But it's the guy from the ice truck.
Yeah. Do you think he was already dead and he had like the gas taped down?
Yes, I think he was already dead because I think, like, is Rusty Nail just going to have two prisoners in the back of his truck?
Why not?
And try to, like, manage that? That seems like a lot.
Yeah. Well, Charlotte was, like, taped up, like, bound up anyway.
Well, the other guy would have been too, I'm sure, but.
Yeah.
The thing, though, is that if he was already dead, when they opened the truck door, blood wouldn't have been dripping.
Yeah. Ugh. Gross.
But you don't see his face. You just see like
his,
an arm.
His wrist, his watch.
Yeah, you see his band. Watch. You mm-hmm. see blood. And then when Fuller Lewis and Venna and Charlotte are all getting like taken care of, mm-hmm. ambulances are there at this point, they ask about him and they say, oh, he drives like an ice truck.
Yeah.
So then that's when it's like, dun, dun, dun.
And that's when Rusty Nail is on the CB radio again.
Yes. I quit taking notes like I always do.
His catchphrase, he ends it saying, storm's rolling in or whatever, washes everything clean.
You know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of Big Trouble in Little China.
Yes.
At the end when like.
That movie is good.
Kurt Russell. Is that who it is?
Yep.
Kurt Russell is giving like his little talk. I think that's how it starts, too.
That is how it starts.
With him, like, giving a little narrative on the CB.
Yeah.
To silence?
No, sorry. I was, like, waiting for you to say something, and then, like, nothing happened.
I did have my mouth open like I was going to say something. But the reason I'm doing that is because I went to the dentist today, and I've been rubbing my tongue on the back of my teeth because they're so clean feeling. And it's kind of making my tongue rot, so sometimes I'm just like,
bleh. I want to know what the other truck drivers were thinking when all this conversation was hit.
I think they switched to a different channel.
Okay. Because I just envisioned that, like, eating popcorn meme, like,
yeah,
while
like,
all this shit was happening.
What's going to happen next?
What? But yeah, I think you're right.
I think they switched channels.
Mm-hmm. And then when I was...
I mean, other people could switch to that channel, too, if they wanted to, like...
Can you imagine?
It's like TV. You're like, what's going to happen next? I got to switch to channel 32.
I looked up the... Because they have wikis for everything. And I looked up the wiki on Rusty Nail. His power skills, strength, stealth, durability. They have stats for serial killers if you look up the wiki. And I was like, what is this, Dungeons and Dragons of serial killers?
It is. Like, what did he roll to get that?
What did he roll to get that? I'm just curious.
Is vengeance an option? Is,
You could be a paladin of vengeance.
Is blowing things out of proportion?
Exaggerations? I don't know. Yeah. You could just build a really crazy backstory.
Exaggeration. So do you have to talk like William Shatner?
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry.
I don't think I have anything else. Oh, wait. Charlotte plays Colleen on Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, the daughter.
I cannot.
I had to look her up, but I remember watching Dr. Quinn with mom like all the time.
I remember the actress that mm-hmm. plays her, but other than that, I don't remember that show at all.
Yeah. So, roommate.
Yeah. Is her. Mm-hmm. She has such a tiny but important part.
Yeah. Well, now that I know she played the internet. God, now I feel stupid.
You know, I've seen it a few times, and I just realized that.
Ah, oh, good. Okay.
Like, oh, kidnap someone with all the information.
Yeah.
You know, use them as leverage. Mm. I think, because we have been, since we're kind of wrapping it up.
Yeah.
I don't know if we should say the next one that we're doing at the end. I just think that we should post it on Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah, if you're new, follow us on Instagram /your movie review.
All one word, all lowercase.
I think you can type it in however you want it and it would still pop up.
That's how you need to type it in.
Or what?
I don't know.
Well, just after the last thing that happened.
Oh, yeah.
It would just, I think, be better.
Okay, we can do
and
that.
And then that way the pressure isn't on because I felt like today I was supposed to pick something.
Were you thrown off for a little bit? Or no, that you were supposed to pick something today for the next one.
Yeah, okay. And, you know, we announced The Curse at the end of the last one. And, you know, what if we announce one and then in the course of a week learn something, like, bad about it?
That's true.
Like, that there's some sort of abuse happening ugh. Behind the scenes or animal abuse, because I like a lot of scary stuff with animals in it.
Yeah.
Okay. So we can do maybe that. We'll just scrap that, and if it's like super important for you to know, one of our four listeners,
family and friends, hi there.
It'll be on Instagram. Or, yeah, you know.
Yeah, we can do it that way.
Text us. Hit me up on the FB.
But yeah, so cool. I think
that's it
then.
All right. Bye.
Goodbye.